could officially begin the board meeting at 5:39. And then if we could just quickly do a quick approval of the agenda, and then Ms. Shannon, I will turn it over.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Do I have an approval to approve the May 24, 2022 board agenda?
This is Christy. I'll move to approve.
Christy, second.
My first, Carla's my second. I'll do the quick roll call vote. Carla?
Yes.
Christy?
Yes.
And then Lily, she said she's here, but she's getting cut off. But
that's a yes for me.
Okay, perfect. All right, motion carries. And Ms. Shannon, take it away.
Thank you. Board members. if you missed it so far, we had Ms. Castle, Alexis Castle, join our staff this year. And she has been working with the students in learning the different parts of singing and the harmonies and the melodies and more things that I'm not familiar with. I'm not an expert on, but she definitely is. And as you all know, we are having our spring concert next week, and we thought that you would enjoy this little taste of what Ms. Castle has been able to teach our oldest students, the fifth graders, who, by the way, in about 2.5 weeks are promoting and getting ready for middle school. Ooh, so we're pretty excited. So I'm going to hand it over to Ms. Castle.
You guys, before we do anything, I want everybody to take a nice, deep, big breath. And then, all right, ready?
Everybody, good job, you guys.
Thank you.
All right, Poison Oak, you did a great job.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I really appreciated the song and the music. And to make it all happen via Zoom, really, that hats off to all of you. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know which is harder, in person or with like cameras peering on you, right? Little squares peering.
They did a great job. I will admit I am feeding them, but I think that's okay. They earned it for sure. Before we let them go, to the board members, any questions, comments for our fifth graders?
Oh, they did fantastic.
Thank you. I saw Miss Coons dancing a little bit there. So you guys All right, fifth graders, thank you. We should check the front desk and see if it's here yet. Rihanna, go ahead.
Thank you so much. And thank you. Thank you, parents, for joining us as well. Thank you.
I'm proud of you guys. Bye. Thank you. Bye.
And I love your shirt.
Bye. See ya.
Bye.
Good job.
That was good. They did good.
That was awesome.
Oh, how fun. And I love your floor, Miss Shannon.
We're pretty happy with it.
So different.
We're pretty happy with it.
Yeah.
There we go. I apologize. We got a shipment today.
It looks so big.
It looked
really big.
Yeah. I do want to say thank you to Miss Castle for her time and effort. I know she's not feeling 100%, so she really, really stepped up, but I think now you should go rest. Oh, thank you, Miss Castle.
All right, yeah, I didn't want to miss the kids.
Thank you.
No.
Thank you for letting me do this over Zoom.
Okay. Absolutely. I hope you feel better.
Thank you.
Yes. All right. Goodbye. Okay, and I see that Miss Denise has joined us. And I think actually, I don't see Dixie yet, but I might. No, I don't see Miss Dixie yet. All right. Well, thank you once again, Miss Shannon, for bringing the team.
Absolutely.
Together. That was great.
Thank you for letting us do it. They were nervous, but they were pretty excited. And like I said, it's one of the things that we'll be doing at the spring concert next week.
No, I think it's harder doing it split, you know, some in person and then having us on Zoom. I feel like that would be even more challenging.
They did well.
Whether just in person or just in Zoom. I think it's harder because you've got to sort of regulate both audiences and audience types. So awesome job.
Thank you.
Miss Dixie has joined us. So we are all here. Board members, Mr. Anderson had asked to be excused tonight. He has got, I don't know what, the flu or something that has been going around, and he has just been struggling for the last week or so. So he's using all of his energy to get through school through the day, and then just really going home, taking it easy at night. So
give him our best. I hope he feels better. Soon.
Yeah, he's super mad because, you know, he doesn't like being sick and it slows him down. But I tell him he's got to take care of himself, rest his body. So we were going to meet and he actually had to cancel twice, but that's okay. And I know if he's canceling meetings, he is not well. So, yeah.
Right.
Okay. Well, I think we're back on track with our business meeting now. Miss Christie, do you want me to lead, or I know you're in person, so I don't know how easy this is for you, or if you want to lead it.
I think we only have public comment, or we didn't talk about public comment, but we had the student presentation. So, and then we go right into the agenda action items. So. Yeah, go ahead and take it away.
Okay. Do we have any public comment from San Bernardino?
No.
Okay. They probably already gave. They sung their public comment way through, right?
Yes.
And any from El Centro?
Doesn't look like it.
Nothing that we know about.
Okay, all right, moving on. Okay, so first on the agenda is approval of the April 19, 2022 minutes. Do I have a motion to approve those?
I'll move to approve.
Christy, do I have a second?
Second.
Carla, I have a first and I have a second. Any discussion? Okay, I will, hearing none, I will call for the roll call vote. Christy?
Yes.
Carla?
Yep.
Lily?
Yes.
Dixie?
Yes.
And Denise?
Yes.
Motion carries with 5 roll call votes. Next on their agenda is our approval to remain virtual, our standard resolution. Do I have a motion to approve that?
Move to approve virtual meeting in June.
I have a first from Carla. I have a second. Do I have a second?
I'll second Dixie.
Okay, I have a first and I have a second. Any discussion?
Are there any updates on how long we can do this?
No, not that I have heard. I know in the San Diego County, they wanted to sunset it in June, actually.
Yeah.
But then I also was reading yesterday that now the cases are increasing again. So yeah. I think it's just, it's one of those things. I think they're just kind of playing by ear, because I know that their full intent was to pull back everything in June, but
sure,
again, with the cases going rising again, so.
No, thank you. I know I pretty much ask the same thing every meeting when we vote on it, but I just wanted to know what the latest was. So thank you.
Absolutely. So I have a first and I have a second. I will move for the roll call vote. Christy?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Dixie?
Yes.
Lily?
Yes.
Denise?
Yes.
Motion carries with 5 roll call votes. Next on the agenda is our ratification of our 990. Board members, we did submit it to meet the deadline. I believe it was due May 6th or May 13th. So we did move forward and go ahead and submit our 990 for the year. So now I'm just asking for a ratification of our 990.
When you're saying ratification, is that approval of, what does that mean, ratification?
It means ratification, because I've already submitted it. If I hadn't submitted it, I would have asked for an approval. But since I submitted
the
deadline, I'm asking for a ratification of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so, I'll move to ratify.
Okay. You, Christy?
I'll second Dixie.
I have a first and I have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the roll call vote. Christy?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Dixie?
Yes.
Lily?
Yes.
And Denise?
Yes.
Motion passes with 5 roll call votes. Next is just the approval, and this is an annual thing, board members. It's an approval to submit the SB 40 application, and that is the funding source that provides us with reimbursement for our facility dollars. It is, I don't know if you recall, it's the pot of funding that there's a finite amount of money, and then initially they allocate, they estimate a certain amount, and then throughout the year they based on how many charters apply, they revise their amount that they're going to award us. I think over the years that pot has grown larger and larger, because charters, unlike districts, do not have facilities, or and this is really needed to help offset some of those facility rents. So this is just an annual application that is due June 1st. I think, Christy, I always send you the form to sign. I have to have it back by X date, because they don't accept any deadline. They don't accept any extensions or late submission. For Ballington, San Bernardino, it's about $170,000 of their budget. And then for El Centro, it's about $190,000 to $200,000. It is based on ADA, so that fluctuates as well. So if I could have your approval to go ahead and submit that application.
So moved.
I have a first. Oh, a second. I heard a second.
Was Christy. That
Christy? Okay, I have a first and I have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll go for the roll call vote. Carla?
Yes.
Christy?
Yes.
Dixie?
Yes.
Lily?
Yes.
Denise?
Yes.
Motion passes with 5 roll call votes. Thank you, board members. Okay, moving on to information items. So last year we had talked about our current back office and really the potential of if one, we wanted to stay with them, or if two, based on some reasons, if we wanted to go ahead and transition. Because I think Volunteers of America Southwest was in so much transition themselves, as well as we were asking them to also take on payroll. We said we would stay with them for one more year. We would only sign a year contract. They, of course, wanted us to sign a 3-year contract. We said 1 year, and then we would try it out again this year. At the beginning, I believe in September, or I want to say October, November, around there, we had discussed really beginning the process to submit to secure proposals for a new back office service. So we have done that. We reached out to about 5 back office proposal board members. Really, 3 responded back to us that were, that had, I'll say 4. One of the proposals was just really non-responsive. So that brought us down to 3. Out of those 3, we did subsequent interviews, and we've interviewed with them. Initial round, which was just gathering more information, was myself and Shannon. And then the secondary rounds was myself, Carla, Shannon, and then Bill, to really begin to ask them some detailed questions on their proposals. We are at the point right now where we're still asking some more detailed questions. Some of them, you know, I will share it's seeming to hinge around payroll. Volunteers of America Southwest has a very odd payroll calendar. I'm learning more and more as I delve into this. And they're a little bit, they're holding tight. I'll say it like that. They're holding tight to be that payroll calendar being a non-negotiable, and really holding tight to really CEDC. Ballington employees should be paid under the same pay dates as Southwest. Now, the COO is willing to take that to the interim CEO and see where she can land with that. But ultimately, at this point, that's kind of where we're at, where they're really holding tight to one, we follow their same payroll calendar as, and that Ballington Southwest and Ballington, I'm sorry, Volunteers of America Southwest employees and Ballington employees are paid on the same pay date. And that could be, you know, in our situation in San Bernardino, we're co-located with Southwest employees. So that just kind of makes sense that they're all getting paid on the same day. That said, the payroll calendar is, and I don't want to misspeak, so Carla, please jump in as far as the legal piece of it is. I understand in the state of California, if your payroll cycle lands or is based on a certain payroll schedule, you have up to 7 days to compensate those employees. Volunteers of America's cycle is a lot shorter. And what I mean by that is payroll timesheets go 2 days. As Carla's saying, timesheets go in on the 15th, you know, morning of the 16th, we're scrambling to approve it all, submit it by noon, so then that the employees can essentially be paid by the 18th. So that has posed, and likewise for the secondary one, you know, timesheets are in on the 30th, on the first, on those 30-day months, you know, we're reviewing it in by noon, employees are paid on the 3rd. So that's really, really a truncated time. And that's presenting some difficulties to some of these back office providers where they're saying, we can't even do this. We can't, because of our processes and our reviews, we cannot even, this is just basically bidding us out. So that's the one thing we've been kind of, really centered around is how can we work through this payroll. Our current back office provider does do it. It was a push for them as well. At one point, I know Southwest asked them if they would do their payroll. They declined. They said, we're doing Ballington's. That's enough. You guys and your cycles, and that's enough. That's all we can, you know, manage to get done with this, with that tight schedule. So really that's going to be a deciding factor at this point. Some of the other things we're also looking at are the one of the company, it seems to be they have a custom developed financial system. So we want to kind of see, what does this look like? Is this really, you know, how sophisticated is the system before we move forward or entertaining that? Some of the reasons why we really wanted to switch back office providers was really that inaccuracy, the timeliness, some of the other things, you know, customer turnover. And I know Shannon and I, not so much Bill, I don't think he gets in it, but just their interactions with us. You know, at one point I shared that they weren't very polite to our independent auditor. So I had to kind of tell them, we gotta be more polite. So there's that interpersonal stuff as well. Looking at this though, really, switching a back office provider and making a decision to switch a back office provider, we're hoping to have some significant positive impact in the actual switch. Otherwise, changing, you know, is it really beneficial at this point? We'll lose all the history, we'll lose the familiarity, and just the knowledge in that. Ultimately, Carla, Shannon, I'll turn it over to you. I know I spoke a lot, but that's to say we're kind of still reviewing and evaluating and are not prepared really at this point to make a recommendation for either.
Can I ask the question real quick? What was the deadline for proposals? Like when you asked for them, you told them you needed them by a certain date. And this says that we're still waiting for the proposal from the current back office provider, which is kind of an example of why we're looking.
Yes. I had asked for probably the proposals at the end of April. And with our back office provider, I asked our current one, I asked probably by the first week in May. And the reason I did that was I wanted to time it because one of their presenters was presenting to us their financial, the financial person. I didn't want to put necessarily the cart before the horse. So right. I wanted to get through him presenting to us. And then I asked for that for them. I gave them the first week in May to submit it.
And okay, and can you clarify you were talking about when the end of the pay period is the 30th and then they're being paid by the 3rd, or right? So right. Is that paid through the 30th on the 3rd? That's what that's okay.
Correct.
And correct. Why do we have to do it that way?
That is based on currently our Southwest organization.
Yeah, but is it based on like a charter or an agreement or a memorandum of understanding that says we're going to do this? Or is it just they would like that?
No, yeah. that's just because of how Volunteers of America Southwest is our parent company.
Right.
So we fell under them and we're still tied to them essentially because they're our parent company. And that was one of the non-negotiables they have said. Their CEO is still the interim CEO for CEDC. They're, you know, they recognize, we're recognized under them still. So that's why our COO is going and saying,
right,
let me check if that's a non-negotiable we can get around at this point.
But what is it that we're negotiating with that person? I guess that's what I'm getting at. Is it in like the charter? Is it in the some kind of contract?
I'm negotiating if we can change our payroll calendar.
Why?
So we can have a different payroll calendar than Volunteers of America Southwest.
I have two questions. One, why are we bound to theirs? Like, what contract binds us to that? I know that there are the parent company, but what document or what contract binds us to that? And number two, what's the impact to them if we were to change?
So the first question is Volunteers of America as our parent company. We're set up, our bylaws and our pure existence, our recognition of even being existing, falls up under Volunteers of America Southwest. And it's legal. It's definitely legal. And the fact of we're not a standalone, like CEDC,
right,
the standalone that our pure existence falls up under Southwest. So that was why we led towards them when they said, you know, our payroll had to be in line with their payroll. Their CEO is CEDC's CEO. Now, granted, they don't play as, we're trying to separate them and we're trying to, they don't play as big of role as they did in the past. However, we still fall up under their legal structure.
So legally, we have to follow their pay structure.
I'm not going to say pay structure. I'm going to say because we fall up under them, that was why they said we needed to follow their pay structure. So we did.
So that's in the bylaws of CEDC.
It's not in the bylaws of CEDC. This goes back to when Volunteers of America Southwest established Volunteers of America CEDC with the national office. So the National Office of Volunteers of America recognizes Volunteers of America Southwest, and they recognize CEDC as a subsidiary under Volunteers of America Southwest.
So as a subsidiary, we are legally bound to follow their
directions. Their direction. That's why the COO is going to the CEO and saying, hey, can CEDC have a different payroll calendar than Southwest? Would that be okay? And if the CEO said, yes, go for it, then we could proceed. If she said no, and board members, if you wanted to push that, then I think I would need your direction to secure an attorney at that point, because then that becomes, you know, where does Southwest and CEDC, how does that relationship begin? And I think, Christy, you and I had spoke a little bit about that, like a year or two ago, if we really want to separate, what does that mean? And what does that look like?
Right. So, and I'm sorry, if you,
okay.
I don't recall if you answered the second question about the, what's the impact to them? Like what is material? How will Volunteers of America Southwest be impacted? Should we change that?
Part of that is my discussion with the COO asking. Initially, we thought maybe it was benefits were tied because we fall under their whole benefit system, under their whole tax reporting system. So that could be involved. The other thing is, you know, we've got employees co-located at same site. So again, some employees would receive their check on one day, another employees would receive their check on other days. I don't know how big of that deal that is. That would be more of a practical standpoint and an explanation behind that.
So they wouldn't be hurt by this at all, as far as we know.
Employees, I don't believe, would be hurt at all. They would get their check a couple days later because, like we said, technically, legally, by law, we have up to 7 days, you know, once the payroll closes, to pay right. them where they're getting their checks 2 days after payroll closes. So that would be the impact if we went with a back office that needed that time.
So let me ask you from another aspect, what's the deal with the companies that say, we just can't do that quick turnaround? I mean, usually it's, we can do it, but it'll cost more. So what's their reluctance to do it?
Just they don't believe that they have enough time to review it accurately, to find any errors, to process it in a timely fashion. They're just saying, no, we just don't have the infrastructure or the ability to do this.
I know, but what we're saying, it just occurred to me, all these other companies are, you know, perhaps responsibly saying we can't do an adequate job in this time. We are looking at our current back office provider and saying there's too many errors, there's too much, you know, too many inaccuracies. Maybe it really isn't enough time. I mean, I honestly, I don't care one way or the other. I'm just trying to figure out, like, what's the deal? Like, what do we have to do? And how do we get good people to compete for, you know, to work with us in a great way? But if we have people saying we can't responsibly do it in that amount of time, and the reason we're looking is because our current provider is not doing a good job, maybe it actually isn't enough time to do a good job.
No. Carla, go ahead. You can weigh in.
Yeah, our dilemma is our back office can deal with the payroll issue we have. The three companies that we interviewed, they all said they can't within their system. So at this point, we have to decide. Oh, and actually, Doreen is talking with our current Volunteer of America and see with the payroll, you know, timing and all that, how come we can't do something else? And she hasn't gotten quite answer to that. So right now, the back office is doing what with the payroll issues that we can maybe live with. The three companies, if they can provide, you know, payroll on their system within the 7 days, we have two companies that we are sort of deciding that we maybe can work with. So it all comes back to, you know, Doreen, talk with the back office and find out exactly what's wrong. We don't have much time because this is supposed to start as of July 1, right, Doreen?
Correct.
I mean, the price issue is from 102,000 to 133 on the one we interviewed, and the back office is a little bit more expensive. So that's what we need to decide what we're going to do. The time frame, you know, to change is very short.
Right.
So we have to decide, can we live with the back office as it is now if Volunteer of America don't want to, for some reason, you know, give in to or have us changing the payroll.
Interesting.
So.
Well, thank you for answering my questions. I appreciate it.
You are welcome. More to come. I know, I think each time we have an interview, we just unravel more and more questions. And one of them that we interviewed was extremely large. I think they were very competent, but I don't know if they would fit our style, because they were just not willing to.
They were very structured in everything that they wanted. So,
yeah, they were. And I talked more with them a little bit on payroll as well. They were even going to tell the County Office of Ed and Imperial, who says when we have to submit a STRS report, we have no choice, that was impossible. So they definitely are large. I think they're well known. I think sometimes we need a little bit of flexibility for our two schools as well. And I don't think that they could meet that. Any other questions? Okay. Shannon, any feedback?
No, I think you
said it, huh?
Yeah, you got it all. You know, we're kind of caught between a rock and a hard place for a little while.
So, Doreen, do you know when you're going to hear from the back, from Volunteer America and to our questions with the payroll?
So, I know the COO has standing meetings with the CEO, the interim CEO, on Wednesday mornings. So she shared that she would, just tomorrow, she said that she would take these questions to her tomorrow, as well as their CFO, because again, she wants to make sure if there's a benefit issue or a tax issue or anything like that in there as well.
Is it possible to go month to month with our current back office provider?
No.
I feel like they're either
Christy, you as a business woman, would you do that?
No. No, but you know what I feel like they're doing is either they don't have it together enough to put a proposal together, or they're waiting you out, knowing that, you know, you're not going to have they're either going to be out or they have to compete. So in that, you know, I just wonder if they're holding out on you purposely, on us, because they know we're between a rock and a hard place.
I think that's a valid point.
So.
And I was really surprised when I went out for the proposals. Like, I was expecting a lot more back office providers and services, but my goodness, I guess it's such a niche market that there's not as many out there as I had thought or had hoped.
Thank you for the update.
You are welcome. More to come. Okay. The next piece is just the governor's May revise. I had tried to summarize a little bit of that for you in your packet, as well as provide you with a little bit of an article from one of the school services. So essentially just, and again, we're still waiting for it to be approved. Ultimately, overall, it was very, very good news for education. Unfortunately, given the timing of its approval, we're going to, especially with San Bernardino, build our budget upon what is now, and then come in June or July, as we always do, we'll have to give you an update based on the governor's actual approved budget. So just really briefly, his economy looks better than he anticipated. This has led to him having a large surplus. They're estimating a COLA at 6.56%, which is up. Plus, the governor's also offering or proposing substantial one-time funding, about 3.1% in addition, and that's still being worked through at this point. Again, he's calling it one time, so that it doesn't appear, you know, to get to be perceived as permanent. Again, we had talked about a month ago about the possibility of the governor really looking at the charters in the districts and the substantial impact that COVID has had upon our enrollment, as well as our ADA, and having some sort of mitigation plan for that. He does have some recommendations in his May revise on holding our funding harmless, complicated formulas to determine really which scenario and how much that is. And one of them, that's why Shannon, I was asking you for your CBEDS number, because we have to take your CBEDS number and divide it by your ADA to come out with really what where we're going to be funded at, but so more to follow on that. Hopefully he builds it into his calculator to determine all of that, going forward for us. A huge focus on, again, his transitional kindergarten, universal preschool for all. Very big focus again on giving schools and parents extra learning opportunities. That's at 9-hour days, 30 additional days of the year for services, and sharing that he wants universal meals for all students. So those are just really some of his highlights. Again, very focused on recognizing that there's a teacher capacity shortage. So he has put in place mitigating or making it easier. For example, for kindergarten teachers now, you just need to have your bachelor's degree, a child development permit, demonstrate that you're enrolled in school and you can teach kindergarten. So he definitely recognizes the shortage of credentialed staff and is in also providing some additional money for teacher capacity building on that. One aspect he is focused on and putting a lot of money into is this thing called community schools. And community schools is really a partnership between the schools and this whole idea of the holistic approach, not only providing for students' needs educationally, but also those social emotional needs that have continued, I mean, to really pop up through this pandemic and the family support. So there'll be a lot of funding coming down for that and the opportunities to apply for those types of grants going forward. Really high overview on his budget. Again, we're hoping that it gets approved because it definitely provides some positive feedback for K-12. Any questions for that?
No, thank you.
Okay, going forward to budget priorities, I just identified board members. Next week, we'll be bringing before you the budgets to approve. And again, as we always seem to be doing, we always have to get the budgets approved before the May revise is approved. So we're going to base them on a conservative approach because things are not finalized. We'll be basing our enrollment in our ADA on our current trends. Again, very conservative approach. Really looking at resources to support our academic achievements and improvements and support. We know some things that are going to be coming down the pike this year. It's our year to have our collective bargaining contract really looked at. I will share our step and column scale has not been updated for quite some time now. I believe back in 2018 was the last time we increased our step and column scale. The collective bargaining unit made that decision that was their, they decided they would rather to have their wages maintained and not in lieu of being offered STIRS. But I know coming up this year, that's probably one thing they're going to ask us to look at is really their salary scale. Another aspect is really looking at our substitutes. They've become very, very important this year. I provided you with some documentation on that. Currently, Ballington's substitute rate also has not been changed for a while. It's currently at 130 a day. So proposing just to increase that up to 170 to be a little bit more competitive as well, to help the schools be able to secure those substitutes. In addition to that, really building a strong reserve and mitigating some of our longer term debt, that will be our focus with budget development. Any questions? Yeah. And just again, that couples right into the LCAP priority, really focusing on academics, on social emotional supports, and really bringing in responsive resources to be able to work through some of these needs that we're seeing with our children and families this year. And I think that if there are no questions on that, I think that is all I have.
How many are getting minimum wage increases? Really can't be that many, huh?
No, not for Ballington. So our nutritional aides are really the ones that work, I want to say at the lowest right now, they're $15 an hour. So we will propose to increase them to $16 an hour. But I think, Shannon, I think you have one or two. And Bill has, I think, at the most four to five.
Oh, so not too bad.
Not too bad. And we we have been in contact with the union, asking them when they want to begin their collective bargaining, and that we haven't received any notice back at this point. So,
okay.
Yeah. Any questions?
No, thank you.
Okay. All right, then I think it's on to principal's report. Mr. Anderson wanted me to share that they're doing the state testing. They also got back their MAP assessments, and he wanted to share that they have demonstrated progress, academic progress on their MAP assessments. So that was exciting. Maybe at either the next board meeting, or I'm just thinking next board meeting is budgets and LCAP. So probably the next one after that in June, we will be able to demonstrate to you some of those graphs of student performance at this point. But definitely focus has been on testing. I know he has, his school also has been hit hard with illness. So a lot of absences, both in the teachers and the staff at this, and the children at this point. So I know that he is ready for the year to come to an end. That is what he had shared. He says it's been a long, fast year. That was his sentiment. So he is all focused also on gearing up for next year and being able to build a really good extended learning program. So I know he's been focused on that as well. Okay, Shannon, I'll turn it over to you for your principal's report.
I think it's very similar to Bill. Our focus right now is state testing, also MAP testing. For our site, we do need the MAP test as well to have the data for the ELSB grant. So that's why we're really focusing on both. MAP results we get in 24 hours, and we're already seeing like virtually every student has made growth. So we're very excited about that. The interventionist is also doing DIBELS assessment with our younger students to identify growth in terms of our foundational skills, you know, our letter recognition, our phonemic awareness, things like that. Just like Mr. Anderson, there's not a whole lot of new things happening. We're looking at wrapping up the year. We've got the spring performance next week. We've got kinder and fifth grade promotion. Everyone's very excited to do it in person, but it will be outdoors. I want to echo what he said about the absences. We were commenting yesterday that we have had one single day this year where we were fully staffed, where everybody came to work.
Wow.
Yeah, it's, like he said, a really long but fast school year. It's, I echo his sentiment that I'm really looking forward to wrapping it up. But I other than the testing, the state testing, there's nothing new to share. We're obviously not starting anything new. We're wrapping everything up. You saw a little bit of the music. I can tell you that next week we are most likely, I'm going to go ahead and commit and say we are going to present to the board our early literacy state block grant annual report for approval. And that's going to demonstrate both how we spent those funds, what goals we met, what actions were changing, and what the data says. So we can look for that in our May 31st meeting. Are there any operational questions that board members might like to know about?
No, not really. Can we get back to bills? She put down resources needed for 545. What is that?
Funtison Pinnell?
Yeah.
Yes, he wants to expand his Funtison Pinnell program, which is a literacy program. He part of his extended learning opportunities plan is to do a book club, and they need reading materials, and they need very specific reading materials as part of this the series, for lack of a better curriculum. So that's what he's focusing on are those types of books.
So how is he getting the resources for that?
So he's looking at some of the extended learning opportunity funding to be diverted to that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he wants it from within our budget or something. Is that what? Okay.
Yeah. Any other additional questions?
Remind me what the last day is. The last day of school is June 13th.
So when is graduation?
I was gonna say, I don't know about Mr. Anderson, but promotion for San Bernardino, the kindergartners will be June 10th, Friday the 10th at 8:30, and then the fifth graders at 10 a.m.
Okay.
And I can check on Mr. Anderson's. His usually is about the same timing.
Excuse me.
Okay. Maybe a couple of board members can go to those graduations. That would be nice, huh?
I would love that. We have a newly painted and floored school to show off to the board members.
Oh. Okay, we'll find out next meeting.
Who's going to volunteer for that, right?
Well, I can tell you all by June, it's going to be a lot cooler here in San Bernardino than it is in El Centro. So
that's the truth.
Really?
Come enjoy.
Oh. It still gets pretty hot though, right?
Yes, it's not San Diego, 82 degrees. All year round.
we've had our share though. We've had our really heat waves, but then we've had the really chilly ones too, like extreme chills.
Like what?
Like 70?
No. Like 60. Like, yeah.
Wow.
It's been cold. Yes.
I'll send you a sweater.
It's been cold. It has been. So much so that we're like, even we were worried about the animals. We're like, oh my gosh, they're going to be cold. 60. 60.
We put on shorts.
I know. Shannon makes fun of me. Right. Well, I think that brings us to board closing comments. I feel like we made good timing. I thought we were lagging, but then I think we picked up, huh?
I guess so.
Wow.
Well, I'd like to say it's so nice to be in this conference room or in this meeting room for the first time in
three years.
Yeah, I can't remember when. So I like the option of, you know, doing it remotely because it sure is convenient, but I sure like being here too. So
it's helpful if you're like, I feel like the remote is helpful if you're running from meeting to meeting. and you, you know, you like the driving time is eliminated. I think that's what's helpful.
Yeah, if it's 5:30 meetings are tough. I can't get stopped by anybody walking out, or I just can't make it. Mm-hmm. A 5-minute conversation ends up never being 5 minutes, you know.
Never, so ever.
I get stuck with that sometimes, and just never know. But
well, I mean, if we're gonna start meet in person, maybe we can have both. I mean, an option to do both.
Yeah.
Like I could see all my other nonprofits. That's what we're doing.
Like a hybrid, you mean, Carla?
That you have both options. That you have a hybrid. That you have in person and Zoom virtual meetings at the same time. And we sort of have it anyway, since we have our central office, office, and other offices anyway. So
true. Doreen, with the current remote meeting law that's in place that we have to vote on every month, is there any language in the law that would prevent us from some people going to the same place or at the school site?
I don't think so.
So, okay.
And with the current language?
Yeah, the current language. I know that it's tricky. I know that it's tricky with the, you know, the language during normal times, right, Doreen? Because if somebody calls in, technically where they're calling from has to have public access.
And we have to
notice it.
We got to notice it. But I don't think so.
Right now the language doesn't forbid that hybrid.
Mm-mm. No.
Right now we could do, like, everybody could be remote or together, however,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have any more comments. Does anyone else have anything they'd like to share?
Oh, it was nice to see the kids today.
Thank you.
Thank you for doing that.
Thank you. They were really excited to show it to you. And I had to explain to them who you all were. And their biggest shocker was, you have a boss? I said, yes, I have a boss. Because they all said, I thought you were the boss of the whole school. And I said, not quite. No.
You are. That's great.
So thank you for hosting them. I'm very, very proud of them.
They were very, very good. Again, I mean, just hats off to be able to manage essentially two audiences, you know, a Zoom audience and an in-person audience. That's hard.
Yeah, that was more of an emotional thing. I was mostly impressed with their ability at that age to be able to do, I don't even know the words, the harmonies, the melodies, the different parts,
different things at different times. So, you know, when the person standing next to you is singing a different part.
That's what impressed me, because they're only 10 years old. And this particular music teacher has taught them all kinds of vocabulary that I can't even repeat because I just don't have that knowledge, but that musical vocabulary with the styles and I think some of it has to do with the opera.
Like staccato.
Yeah, kind of thing.
Yeah. No, that's wonderful. I was just so delighted at how fun and like friendly, like free
they
were talking. You know, I honestly, I don't know if it's just my memory or I don't remember being that like gregariously like friendly with people I've just met. Like I literally just walked in here. I'd never seen these kids before. And they were just like, hey, how's it going?
So, I think part of that goes to that our kids are really phenomenal, but part of it is also that, you know, they feel so at home in this space.
Yeah.
You know, it's so small and I know every single one of them.
Yeah.
And everybody knows everybody and everybody knows each other's parents. And
they just know, so they don't see new people as super threatening.
Yeah, that's nice. That's very nice.
You're great. And I do hope, thank your teacher too. I know how hard it is not to be feeling well and have to, you know, come to a Zoom even. So please thank her.
I will.
Yeah. All right. All right, board members. Okay. I guess our next meeting is May 31st at 5:30, day after Memorial Day. Yay. yay. We'll be all rested up, I guess, right?
Absolutely. Oh. We'll go with that. Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll go with that, right? And it'll be the budgets in the all cap. So
the ESLB report.
Oh, and the ESLB report. Yes, definitely not as excited as watching the children sing. So, yeah.
Sorry, but I think it'll be very exciting.
I know. Maybe we'll have to sing.
Forward to it.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. We'll have to sing or something. I don't know. You'll all probably right. Say no, please don't.
So it looks like we're losing Lily. You want to call the end of this meeting at 6:40?
Yes, we officially close to the public at 6:40.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, everyone. Have a great night.
Yeah.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's go. I lost my mouse won't move. I can't.